This is KAYT-FM. 81 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. K223BI. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. K255BT. 100.1 Lake Charles. K261EB. And KQJO-FM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana. Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Weeks. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Good morning, peace and blessings to each and every one of you. I'm so happy that you've chose to join me on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you, because truly this is the day that you have made. And yes, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, you're great and you so greatly to be praised. Oh God, we honor you on this morning. We ask that you will have thine own way, God, because we decrease in order that you may increase within us. God, continue to give us more wisdom and knowledge, but most of all, understanding of your word. Lord, please have free course. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. I just want to encourage you on this morning, and I want you to know that God is dealing with your enemies. He is silencing every negative word that has been spoken against your destiny and against your life, against your health, against your finances, against everything and everyone that is attached to you. Every demonic imp has been sent back to the pit of darkness, fleeing from the mighty God we serve. I see some of you have been pursued. You have been pursued by the enemy. Your past has tried to reclaim and condemn you. Past mistakes have tried to take you down. The devil has came to accuse you. He has even sent his human agents against you, but God is about to avenge you. Isaiah 54:16-17 says, "Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth, the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the waster to destroy." Verse 17, "No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, said the Lord." In the name of Jesus, you will not pay the price for your past mistakes. You have repented, and your sins are forgiven. Romans 10:9-11 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture said, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Acts 3:19 says, "Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord." 2 Corinthians 5:17 states, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become brand new." You are not what people label you to be. Your past will not consume you. You have gotten your house in order. Yes, the devil shall not claim nor destroy your house, your spiritual house, nor your physical house. Come on, here, somebody. Malachi 3:10-11 says, "Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now, herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I would not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, said the Lord of hosts. In the name of Jesus, I called you to stand. Stand no matter what the enemy tries to do, no matter what he done. Always stand. Believe the word of the Lord. And having done all, still stand. Stand your ground. Take your rightful place. You know what God called you to do. You know what God said about you. You know where God has taken you from the past. He's the same God today. He never changes. We change upon him, but he never changes upon us. I want you to remember, for you are on anointed ground. Everywhere you walk, the anointing is with you. You are in an anointed season, oh my God. You are covered by the Most High God. There are angels all around. I love this song. All night, all day, the angels keep watching over me. Psalms 91 and 11 says, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. You have angels that has given charge over you. If you want the angel to do something, they are waiting right there for you to give them a commandment to go and do what you want that angel to do. I prophesy over you today in the name of Jesus that you will not go down. You are a child of God. You are only anointed to go up. You cannot hang with chickens when you have an eagle mentality. Come on here. Picture an eagle flies high above the storm. An eagle do not come down for anything. They mindset is always on top. They don't have time for to come down for to deal with nothing that is small. They go higher and higher. My God. You shall be above only and never beneath in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Deuteronomy 28 and 13 states, and the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and do them. Stop trying to compromise to fit in with others. Come on here, somebody. If a person wants to stay at a certain mentality, let them stay. Don't let that spirit pull you back into what God delivered you out of. My God. If they want to stay with the chicken mentality and don't want to believe God for more, and your faith is to believe God for more, hey, come on here now, somebody. You're going to have to cut it off. They don't carry the same oil you carry. They don't have the same faith that you have. How can two walk together except they be in agreement? Come on here. You should go forward. and never look back. Increase and overflow. Never decrease. In Jesus' name. Never decrease. Always search for more. Always keep your hunger to do more and to expect more from God. Get God out of the box. Take the limits out for him. Come on here, somebody. But now here comes the vindication and the recompense. The devil will wish he never tried to come for you at all. For the Lord now prepares a table for you in the presence of your enemies. Mm-hmm. And your cup will now overflow. Your house will now grow stronger. Your spiritual house, and your natural house. Your destiny will now enlarge. Your blessing and the network will now multiply. You're walking into your greatest season of your life. Because what the enemy meant for evil, God is turning for your good. Your name is in the wind. Your name is in the wind. And I want you to meditate on these three scriptures. Psalm 23, 5 and 6. Luke 6 and 38. Philippians 4 and 19. That's Psalm 23, 5 and 6, Luke 6 and 38, and Philippians 4 and 19. Welcome to September, your month of supernatural supply, your time of anointed divine destiny. There's no more turning back. God had to do a separation in order for your elevation. And he had to do it through arguments because some of you would not let the person go. September is the month God decimates enemy agendas against you and works all things for your good. The heavens are open. Here comes supernatural September. Get ready in Jesus' name, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You did it. Pat yourself on the back. With the help of God and with everything you went through, you passed that test. Let us pray. Gracious Father, we thank you for the word this morning. God, hide it in our hearts so that we would not sin against thee. God, we thank you for another chance to get it right with you. We thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for being a good, merciful Father. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, I thank you for tuning in, but I want to give you this one quick announcement. I want you to mark your calendars for Saturday, September the 14th at 6 p.m. Doors open at 5 at the Zion Hill Church Family. 312 Hunter Street. We are having a sanctuary and youth choir concert titled Win and Live 2024. Yep, that's right. Win and Live 2024. Free and open to the public. Don't forget the address is 312 Hunter Street, Pineville, Louisiana. Be my special guest. September the 14th. At 6 p.m. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. And always remember, when you're down to nothing, God is up to something. And if you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164 or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com.